you, sir?
Fine. Where are you catching the airplane to?
I'm coming to Washington. I'll be there tomorrow for this export thing.
Well, you bringing your wife with you?
No, she couldn't come this time, Mr. President.
Why in the hell? Now, we ain't going to let you get in this town if you don't bring her.
Well, I won't.
Why don't you bring her and stay all night with me?
Let me come up in September when I can bring her. I'm coming back in September. She couldn't do it. She had some company this time.
How long are you going to be here?
Yeah, just overnight, sir.
Why don't you stay all night with me?
Well, I thank you very much. Let me come back and bring her and stay all night with her.
Well, all right, okay.
I'd love to do it that way because I'd like to have her with me.
All right, okay.
I'm going to get in there late tonight, and then I've got a meeting, two, three meetings, and then I'm going
to
come.
You got to stir these fellas up. They're going to hell here. They're importing everything and not exporting anything.
That's one reason I'm coming, and I'm going to see Buford tomorrow noon, I hope.
Well, you come in and see me while you're here.
We'll do that tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Tell Marvin Watson you want to see him, and then you got to get things started back here. They're going kind of nosedive here. I noticed the first 6 months that we're $200 million over exports, but we got a hell of a lot bigger economy. But imports are rising at a much faster pace. They climbed 13%.
I know. I've been reading it. I'd like to come in and talk with you a few minutes. That's all right.
Okay. I'd love for you to. And you tell Ms. Hodges that I'm sorry she's not coming. And
I will make a date with you.
If I were in her place, damn if I'd turn loose a young man like you in a town like this.
Okay,
I'll see you.
Thank you, Mr. President.